Imagine how people around this country feel when their friends, like you, both of us are a different background, when their friends say nothing, when they do nothing, except send out a tweet or say, oh man, that's terrible. I can't believe that happens. And then when they see everyday racism, they don't stand up for it. Imagine how that feels to people of color in this country. It feels terrible. Is that really being a friend? But that's the problem, Chris. It doesn't, it's not that it happens. It happens a lot. We just don't see it. We're just seeing from the video. This is the reason that Colin Kaepernick was taking a knee. And then people were upset, and the president of the United States having the nerve to call him and others who were standing up for this sort of injustice, to call them sons of bitches. This is why people are standing up, so that it doesn't lead to this, so that you aren't sitting at home saying, oh my gosh, I can't believe this. Look at what they're doing to this man. This happens all the time. This is why he was doing it. And the nerve and the gall of people to say, oh my gosh, stop doing this. I want to enjoy my football game. Now think about that now in this context, how selfish that sounds and how you might feel if that was your loved one on the ground and that there were people who have been protesting this all along and who have been fed up for years. And they're trying to get your attention by something as respectful as taking a knee at a football game. Yet you can call them sons of bitches. But then you look for an excuse for this police officer in Minneapolis saying, well, there must have been something that led up to this. The guy must have been resisting. Clearly, this just can't be the act of a police officer or someone who is supposed to be protecting the community. Yes, it is.